Welcome to the Sweetland podcast series, Topics in Writing. Each episode, we feature interviews with guests at the Sweetland Seminar about topics in the teaching of writing. I'm T. Hetzel. Today,
I'll be speaking with Rebecca Nowacek of Marquette University about transfer and writing. Rebecca S. Nowacek is an associate professor and the director of the Norman H. Ott Memorial Writing Center at Marquette University. Her research interests include transfer of writing-related knowledge, writing center research and administration, interdisciplinary curricula and writing across the curriculum programs. She's especially interested in the question of transfer, how writers connect what they know and who they are in one context with what they know and who they are in another context. Rebecca Nowacek recently completed a book, Agents of Integration, Understanding Transfer as a Rhetorical Act, and is beginning to examine the powerful roles that peer writing tutors can play in helping writers to integrate their knowledge across contexts. She also enjoys teaching classes on drama and the musical. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. Rebecca, how did you become interested in writing-related transfer?
I would say the interest goes way back. Even to my undergraduate years, I was an English major, but I was taking a sociology class, and I had a professor who handed a paper back to me, and he said, with this smirk on his face, "You write like an English major." And I thought, what does that mean?
And why was he smirking?
Because he was a sociology professor, and I don't think he meant it as a compliment. But it became this fascinating question for me. What does it mean to write like an English major as opposed to a sociology major? How would I possibly, you know, I did a sociology minor, and I thought, how do I connect up these various parts of my life? Why are they separate, and how can they be connected? And I had been part of a multidisciplinary learning community as an undergraduate, and all of these sort of formative experiences as an undergraduate absolutely followed me into graduate school and sort of, unbeknownst to me, sort of set a research agenda that I have continued to follow.
Well, thank goodness for that then, because it's how did you, so you were reckoning with this, and now you're in a position where you can do the research and organize. Well, so Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit about writing-related transfer? Is there an easy way to sort of talk about it?
One way to think about it is to say that certainly the question of transfer broadly is a question that's being explored in many, many fields, right? So it's taken up in psychology, it's taken up in education, and particularly in mathematics education. People look at it in human resources and certainly in studies of writers who are writing in multiple languages and thinking about how they move across multiple languages. In the field of rhetoric and composition particularly, lots of the interest in this question sort of grew out of the immediate pressing question that we get from colleagues all the time: what are students learning in first-year writing classes? And why aren't they able to write the papers that I want them to write in their upper division courses? Right, so that we begin as a field to conduct a number of close studies of the kind of writing and learning that's going on in first-year writing classrooms, and then starting to conduct a number of longitudinal studies following students for 3, 4, 5 years. Elizabeth Wardle and many others have done studies of cohorts. Anne Beaufort has followed, you know, a single student, you know, into his professional career. And so we get a number of people really trying to track the ways in which individuals learn things and then revisit those things, repurpose those things in other contexts for writing later. And I would say that my own work joins into that conversation because as an undergraduate, I was, you know, very profoundly influenced by being in a team-taught multidisciplinary learning community. I went back and looked at that kind of classroom. So rather than doing a longitudinal study, I did a study of 3 linked courses and thinking about how can we see the same 18 students in these 3 courses? What are the paths of transfer that we can see in that context?
Oh, wonderful. And what were some of the things that you did see?
One of the things that didn't really surprise me, but I think has been an important thing to say, is that I spend a lot of time with those students, and what I started to realize is that sometimes faculty, sometimes instructors will say, oh, students, they don't make connections. They don't really remember things. It's just one damn class after another for them. Why don't they connect things up? But in fact, students make many, many, many more connections than are ever visible to us as instructors. And there's a number of reasons for that. Part of it is because we can't possibly know all of the contexts that they're in. We can't possibly know all of the intellectual and interpersonal conversations that are sort of buzzing in their heads when they are participating in class discussion or writing their papers. Sometimes it's because they make connections and they decide not to make those connections visible in their papers because either they think, well, it's not appropriate, you know, I'm not supposed to connect up in my particular study, in my particular context. Sometimes students were thinking about religious identities and, you know, whether to make those visible or not in their papers. Sometimes, you know, there are connections that they're making, and as a researcher, I can go back and I can see those connections, but they're not necessarily immediately visible to the instructors. Sometimes I, as a researcher, can see evidence of connections, but to the instructor, it just looks like the students weren't paying attention, like they weren't paying attention to the assignment.
What can instructors do then, Rebecca, to further writing-related transfer? Or is it a question of being aware of it or being more open to the holistic student? Or what is
it? I think that there are things that we as instructors can do, maybe I would say both dispositionally and pedagogically. For example, I think the process of doing this research has changed my own reading practices and even to some degree in class discussions, my listening practices. There are moments where I think, huh, where did that come? Is that resonating with something, you know, that they've, you know, a discussion maybe that they've had in another class? Like, that seems like a little left field to me. But instead of just dismissing it as left field, I think, oh, maybe I should ask the student about this in the margins or, you know, or to draw them out in conversation.
Because this would be a connection then.
Exactly,
that they're making
that this is a point of connection that I want them to be able to more fully own and elaborate and think about, you know, to what degree is this a valuable, like, right-on connection? And to what degree is this a moment where they're potentially experiencing some kind of cognitive dissonance that they need to work out, where things are in conflict and they need to figure out why is what my psychology professor is saying and what my sociology professor is saying, like, I can't quite make those things mesh. That's an interesting moment to work through, right? So I think that it helps me in my reading and my listening practices as an instructor. I think there are also things pedagogically in the classroom where I can actually ask students to, you know, in if they do a bit of reflective writing when they hand in a paper, to point out to me, are there ways in which you're connecting, you know, this with, you know, things that you've done in other classrooms? Or how is this writing similar to or different from writing that you've done in the past? You know, just asking them to actually articulate that for themselves and for me so that I have a sense of where those connections are happening.
That seems like a great practical approach. What can students do, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I noticed in the research that I did, the book is called Agents of Integration, Understanding Transfer as a Rhetorical Act. And what I mean by that is that when we think about moments of transfer, when we think about moments where individuals are making connections between what they know, what they do, who they are in one context with what they know, what they do, who they are in another context, part of that is a moment of it's a cognitive act, right? There's an individual making that connection, yes, right? So you have to see the connection. But it is also a rhetorical act in as much as students, when they're writing papers for instructors who will grade them, are in a moment where they now need to decide, do I make this connection visible? How clearly do I try to make this visible to my instructor so that my instructor, it's visible and valuable, so that agents of integration, people who are trying to connect up their learning in various contexts, have to see the connections and sell the connections.
And that sounds like it's taking a risk for the student.
It can be a risk. I mean, I think that, in here maybe it starts to sound a little philosophical, but I think just sort of it is our human nature to want to connect the dots. It really is. And talking with students, like the way they would furrow their brows and sort of like their hands would be like out grasping for something, and, you know, their eyes would be really bright when they're talking about these moments of things coming together. They want to do that. I think all of us want to do that. But textually, when are those moments where you decide to actually incorporate it into your papers? And we can help students think about ways in which, do you go to office hours and talk with the instructor and make it visible and sort of suss out whether the instructor is open to this? Do you do it in the form of a cover letter? Do you do it one of the things that I studied a little bit was different textual strategies, and that's, I think, an area for future research. Or when are those moments where you just decide, I see the connection, but I'm just not putting it in the paper?
It's interesting reading the article that you had included, Rebecca. The students, they can be aware of what's happening. But they seem to also, sometimes there seems to be a disconnect between perceived, what maybe they've learned in first year writing requirement programs and applying it to future classes. Do you have any recommendations for improving or empowering, rather, how students feel about transferring, even between writing genres or into their professional lives?
One of the claims that comes out of lots of transfer research, not just mine, is that meta-awareness of genres, meta-awareness of these moments of connection can be incredibly empowering. Certainly one of the things that I find in my research is that meta-awareness is not a prerequisite for moments of transfer. There are all sorts of moments when we're making connections at some sort of unconscious level. But I spoke earlier about sort of moments of cognitive dissonance, moments where there's not an immediate or an immediately good fit between old contexts and new contexts. I think those are moments where writers, where individuals really benefit from being able to recognize that moment of cognitive dissonance and maybe talk with somebody else about it. Sometimes that happens in reflective writing. I feel like that's where a lot of the transfer research has focused. I'm also interested in the ways in which talk can help. Talk in classrooms, talk in office hours, and in my particular context, I direct a writing center, so not surprisingly, I'm really interested in the way that talk between tutors and writers can really help writers process those moments of the potential for great learning to happen. There's also the potential for sort of shutting down and thinking, this is confusing, I don't know how these things fit together. But the flip side of that coin is there's tremendous potential for learning.
And some of it's about asking questions.
It is.
Of the writer.
It is, exactly. That we can't necessarily make these connections for writers. We can't tell them how and what they need to be integrating. But to ask the questions about, how is this writing like other pieces of writing you've done before? What in your experience made working on this project a little easier? And what in your prior experiences made working on this project harder than you thought it would be? And just giving them a chance to talk through that can be incredibly illuminating.
Rebecca, what do you see as the future for writing-related transfer? Is it dependent on universities or institutions, or what do you see for maybe research or application?
Yeah, there's a lot of really exciting research that I feel is sort of we're at a moment where I feel like a lot of things are cresting. There's a lot of longitudinal research that people have been working on for a while, and they're trying to bring out, and lots of moments where people are thinking, great, what's the next thing that we need to turn to? For myself, the thing that I'm particularly interested in is this idea of transfer talk. In lots of the research that we have already, we have looked at papers that are done, and we have relied on retrospective interviews with people once the writing is done. And I'm really interested in thinking about what happens if we look at an earlier stage of the writing process. And so again, ta-da, the writing center. You know, if we look at the talk around writing that's happening between peers about a draft in progress, what are the things that we can learn about, one, what are the connections? How do people actually engage in transfer talk? And what are the things that we can learn about how we can best scaffold that? What are the kinds of questions that we can ask? What are the kinds of challenges that we can expect? And right now, I'm starting in the Writing Center, but I'm interested in other locations in universities where this is happening, in internship programs. At Marquette, our service learning program sponsors reflection sessions where students are talking about their service learning experiences, their study abroad experiences. There are all sorts of moments where we are hoping that students are really integrating their learning experiences. And how can we be engaging people in conversation, which I think conversation is a pretty scalable, replicable pedagogical strategy, right? How can we be doing this in moments that are both formal and informal? So that's the area of research that's really exciting to me and sort of where I'm headed next.
Rebecca, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you
so much. I enjoyed it.
You've been listening to the Sweetland podcast series, Topics in Writing, recorded at the University of Michigan. For more information about the Sweetland Center for Writing, visit us on the web at lsa.umich.edu/sweetland.